Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Michael Tate with news about some more real-life Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
Christians in Iraq continue to face deadly violence in what appears to be strategically planned attacks. On November 11, suspected Islamic extremists detonated 11 bombs in Christian suburbs across Baghdad, targeting shops and homes. At least 5 Christians were killed and 33 injured. 4 days later, car bombs killed one person and injured 7. Will you pray for Iraqi believers and pray that God's plan for all people to know the truth and be saved moves forward despite the destructive plans of Islamic extremists? For the latest, go online to persecution.com.
Welcome to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance. Today, I would like to discuss the subject on how to enter the third heaven. How to enter the third heaven. Jesus, in John chapter 3, verse 12. In John chapter 3, verse 12, Jesus told Nicodemus, "If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" The Son of God desires to share with you and I about heavenly things. But if you're having difficulty with the earthly things, that could be an obstacle and hindrance to you, my friend, to entering the third heaven. Now, we're going to discuss about the reality of the third heaven and how to enter the third heaven. As I mentioned in the previous presentation, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, the author of Hebrews reminds us that we are to taste of this precious word, the word of God I'm speaking of. But it doesn't stop there, but also to taste of the powers of the age to come. In the here and now, in time and space, it's the will of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for you to experience the powers of the age to come, which could include entering the third heaven. Not too long ago, here in British Columbia, I ministered in Victoria, which is the capital here of British Columbia, located on Vancouver Island, in Surrey, which is outside of Vancouver, here in Vancouver, and in Chilliwack. We witnessed some spectacular miraculous wonders. In nearly every single public meeting, we watched on as individuals entered God's heaven, the third heaven, and encountered stunning, astounding, supernatural realities, seeing holy angels, seeing Old Testament saints, the tasting of heavenly foods, drinking Jesus water, meeting Abba, walking through the heavenly gardens, and so many other supernatural wonders. I am truly humbled and honored at the same time as we are witnessing some of the most amazing, miraculous wonders we have ever seen in decades of global Jesus ministry. Yes, I've preached to large crowds, upwards to tens of thousands in one evangelistic setting. I've appeared on international television and radio, thus reaching millions upon people. But in terms of quality ministry encounters, we're seeing a higher level of heavenly signs and wonders taking place in our small meetings. I've never seen so many people in so many seminars, services, meetings in the past few years going to God's heaven and seeing the Lord Jesus Christ than I am right now. Never. This is astounding if you think of its implications. God is wanting his children to enter the third heaven. He's wanting us to taste of the powers of the age to come. Not that long ago, in a beautiful downtown hotel in Chilliwack, British Columbia, we had a spiritually electrifying night like I've rarely seen in terms of people seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, encountering God's heavenly realms. During our seminar, multiple people saw the risen Savior. Many were set free from demonic spirits, and many soul invaders were extracted out of many lives, and many broken heart parts were miraculously healed by the Savior. One highlight of that seminar there in Chilliwack, British Columbia, involved a 14-year-old precious young lady. And you must, I would encourage you to watch the video that we have of that encounter where we were able to capture on video her going up to the third heaven and experiencing the supernatural. Though this precious 14-year-old girl was just a young teenager, but yet there was a maturity about her. Though she had been through some horrible challenges in life, she had been sustained by God. In fact, she shared during the meeting that the Holy Spirit had led her to fast upwards to 5 days and seeking God's will. That's amazing for a young teenager. As a result of her spiritual maturity and calling upon her life, the evil spirits targeted her. They were able to get to her because some terrible things occurred in her life. Many evil spirits surfaced from within her and angrily revealed much. However, in the midst of this deliverance, God quickly took this young lady to his heaven. God appeared. I want to share with you what took place there in the heavenly realms, in the third heaven. Now, how do I know it's the third heaven? Well, she met the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father in the third heaven, in paradise. That's how the Apostle Paul described it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where he speaks of himself entering into the third heaven, which implies there's a second heaven and a first heaven. He was able to enter the third heaven. God desires for you and I to taste of the powers of the age to come. There is so much more I want to share with you. in this presentation. Now, before I take a brief intermission, I want to take this moment to give you, my friend, my brother and sister, an opportunity to obtain a beautifully handcrafted wooden cross, which I have in my hands right now. This beautiful handcrafted wooden Jesus cross is now available only at our mission for a suggested donation of $50, which includes the shipping and handling. I will ship these crosses anywhere in North America. If you're located in North America, in Canada, in the United States, the islands south of Florida, I will send this beautifully handcrafted wooden cross, Jesus cross, to you for only a suggested donation of $50, shipping and handling included. These crosses have been prayed over. They're consecrated, uniquely blessed by God. I'm here to tell you, my friends, this Jesus cross will transform an environment. Now, we only have a limited amount of crosses available. If you are interested in obtaining one of these beautifully, beautifully handcrafted wooden Jesus crosses, I would encourage you to utilize our text giving option. I spoke about this option in our previous presentation. You can generously donate via our new and secured text giving. Now, how does it work? To receive gifts via text, donors, you, my friend, need to send a text message with the dollar amount. Meaning, if you're just wanting to send $10, put down $10. Now, if you're wanting this Jesus cross, just put down $50 to our reserved and secured phone number at 949-799-1016. That's 949-799-1016. Put $50. Now, if this is your first time giving this way, you will have to fill out a short form, which it will send to you, with your billing information. After the initial setup, giving is as easy as sending a text message. Now, again, if you are wanting one of these beautiful handcrafted Jesus crosses that has been blessed by God, consecrated unto the Lord Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to send in $50. That's our suggested donation amount. Anywhere in North America, I will send you one of these beautifully handcrafted wooden crosses to our reserved and secured phone number. It is 949-799-1016. 949-799-1016. Again, if this is your first time giving this way, you'll have to fill out just a short form that will take about 10 seconds with your billing information. After the initial setup, giving will be incredibly easy. Just simply sending a text message and the amount that you want to give. Again, 949-799-1016. And by the way, tomorrow, here in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I've been traveling an incredibly amount. I've been into the Republic of China. I have traveled, obviously, here throughout British Columbia and throughout the United States, holding meetings in Dallas, in Houston, in Austin, Texas, in Yuma, Arizona, throughout Southern California, and many other places. We've been incredibly busy proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's wonderful to be back home here in downtown Vancouver, British Columbia, where I can just look outside my window. Even now, I see the snow-capped mountains, the harbor. What a gorgeous, beautiful city Vancouver truly is. And I've been doing a lot of exercise, eating some great Greek food, and preparing myself, resting, recovering, and looking forward to our meeting tomorrow in North Vancouver. At the Holiday Inn and Suites. And I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity, if you listen to this presentation anywhere in Western Canada, anywhere in the Pacific Northwest, make your plans on joining us tomorrow at the Holiday Inn and Suites North Vancouver. That's February the 1st, where we'll be holding one of our Jesus Church services. We'll be exploring the heavenly realms, removing demons, healing hearts, there in North Vancouver. It's free and open to the public. I'll be teaching and ministering the gospel at the Holiday Inn and Suites North Vancouver. Then February the 2nd, Saturday, I'll be conducting another Jesus Church service. It's free and open to the public, obviously, at the Holiday Inn and Suites Surrey East Cloverdale. Now, both of these services, 7 p.m. I would highly encourage you to make your plans now to attend one of these meetings, and I look forward to meeting you. Now, if you're wanting information about this global Jesus mission, please feel free to visit us at jbartlandmissions.com. That's jbartlandmissions.com. Or perhaps you're interested in obtaining training on how to fight the good fight, how to cast out demons, how to heal the sick, how to heal the brokenhearted, how to expel soul invaders, how to raise the dead. These are some of the topics I discuss and teach on from the Word of God at the Freedom Finder International Training Center. It's the world's largest training center that touches on each of these subjects that I just mentioned to you just a moment ago. You will not find another training program, an online training program in the entire world that discusses raising the dead, how to raise the dead, how to extract objects or animals out of people's bodies, how to evangelize the lost, how to extract soul invaders. You're not going to find another online training program in the entire world that delves into these subjects in one place. You're not going to find it. At ifreedomfinder.org, you could obtain world-class information and education that will transform and change your life. The curriculum is phenomenal, world-class. ifreedomfinder.org, deliveranceblog.org, our testimonial website, hundreds of testimonies that will inspire and encourage you, my friend. exorcismblog.com, another testimonial teaching website we would encourage you to visit. Now, we're located in Southern California at 530 South Lake Avenue, Suite 922, Pasadena, California, 91101. Feel free to give us a call at 877-483-5519. We are here to serve you. And whatever we could do to help you, by God's grace, we will help you. What an honor it is to have you being involved with this presentation today on as we discuss on how to enter the third heaven. There's so much more I want to discuss. I look forward to sharing more after this brief intermission.
What's up? This is Michael Tate with news about another real-life Jesus freak. Born into a communist Cuban home in 1985, Rosa lived under the strict atheism of parents loyal to Fidel Castro. But her great-grandmother secretly shared God's love with Rosa, and the seeds of faith planted by the old woman, cultivated through prayer, came to harvest when Rosa received Christ just a few years ago. At boarding school, she was the only Christian, so Rosa did the same thing her great-grandmother did. She shared the gospel. And now she has three Christian friends she meets with in secret. Did you ever wish for more Christian friends? Maybe, like Rosa, you can make some yourself.
Will you stand with the Voice of the Martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'm grateful that you have decided to spend some moments with us here on the Deliverance program. These presentations are geared and aim, and we try to aim these broadcasts, these presentations, to teach on subjects that you're not going to hear being taught on anywhere in the world. We're discussing how to enter the third heaven. And I was sharing with everybody just a moment ago before the brief intermission that while we were ministering in Chilliwack, British Columbia, we were dealing with a young teenage girl that we were able to minister deliverance to. Many demons were cast out. But in the midst of the ministry, she was caught up into the third heaven. God the Father quickly took this young lady to his heavens. God appeared and spoke to her and said, quote, "Daddy is here. Hi, they will not have you." Speaking of her enemies, close quote. Yes, not only did her loving heavenly daddy appear, but also her kind Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. She was able to meet with the holy angels. She ate heavenly food, drank holy water, and flew around the heavenly realms. Moreover, she was able to actually receive a hug by God and receive the love of the Savior, and was able to even meet Moses, the Old Testament Saint Moses. My friends, this is an intense ministry session that we had in Chilliwack that only glorified and honored God. This teenager was set free from incredible, deep demonic bondage. Even the demons confessed during the deliverance that Jesus is stronger, as we commanded these evil spirits to the abyss. Moreover, her broken heart parts were healed, and soul invaders were removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The tangible, loving, merciful, caring presence of God was a supernatural rush. And many were teary-eyed as a result. And I just want to apologize in that I'm probably failing to describe accurately the majestic encounter that she had, that we're seeing many have in our meetings. So many miracles, signs, and wonders. And I'm grateful we were able to see this young lady and many others find hope and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, I could easily write a small book chronicling all the miracles that transpired that night in this city of Chilliwack, British Columbia. Everyone was in a collective awe because the Holy Trinity was in our midst. Many were miraculously cured of various ailments, sicknesses, and diseases. Many were freed from evil spirits, and many extraordinary and unusual miracles took place. But these kind of miracles, signs and wonders, are just not reserved for places like here in British Columbia. We see it literally as we travel the world. People entering the third heaven. Not that long ago, in Northern California, in the Silicon Valley area, I was stunned at the heavenly experiences individuals were encountering in our meetings. You know, it's just stunning to think about it. I mean, it's one of the most special aspects of our work, which is seeing so many people having encounters, heavenly encounters with Jesus Christ, with angels. I mean, it's staggering when you consider the mass numbers of individuals who are sharing the incredible experiences with the Holy Trinity. While in San Jose, California, during one of our seminars, I was able to minister to a young woman who came at the invitation of her friend, who received deliverance and healing in a previous meeting. She was open to receive him from God. As the meeting went on, she began to come under satanic assault, as she started to feel various kinds of pains and afflictions throughout her body. She was bewildered and yet curious to discover what was behind these strange and savage attacks. During this time, I also discovered that this precious woman had experienced some recent tragedy. Her baby boy died. She was still grieving. She wanted to be able to see her little boy one more time. Wanted assurances he was in heaven. God, in his mercy, my friends, and in his grace, visited with my young sister in Jesus Christ during the seminar. And what took place was shocking. I want to share more in what took place here in a moment. I would encourage you again, if you're wanting one of our, because in my hands right now, if you're wanting one of these beautiful Jesus crosses, these are blessed, dedicated, consecrated wooden crosses, beautifully created, blessed by God. These crosses can be yours with a suggested donation of $50. I would encourage you, if you are interested in getting one of these beautifully handcrafted crosses, to contact us. Now, these crosses have been prayed over. They're consecrated and uniquely blessed by God. I'm telling you, right above me is one of our Jesus crosses. It will transform an environment. I'm telling you, it will. Now, we only have a limited amount of crosses. Now, if you're in Canada, obviously in the U.S., anywhere in North America for that matter, for a suggested donation of $50, shipping and handling included, we will send you one of these beautifully handcrafted wooden Jesus crosses. I would encourage you to send in the funds through our new and secure text giving, 949-799-1016. That's 949-799-1016. And be sure to send me an email, j@jbartlettmissions.com. That's j@jbartlettmissions.com. So we can send that cross to you as soon as possible. What an honor to serve you, my friends, and to be a blessing to you. I'll be right back after this brief intermission. My friends, that young lady I ministered to in San Jose, California, as I began to pray over her, she received a significant deliverance. Many demonic spirits surfaced. They battled me. I warred back in the name of Jesus Christ and called forth the holy angels of God They swiftly arrived and assisted me in battling these spiritually wicked beings. They struck the demons and poured fire from heaven over these beings. They were greatly weakened and began to cooperate with my demands. The demons released her heart and her mind, and they removed all the pains, the ailments, the oppressions that she had been experiencing for a very long time. Spirits of death, Jezebel, witchcraft, who had been in her bloodline for thousands of years, were shocked that I was able to locate them and confront them. "We've been here forever," the evil spirits boasted to me. "You're the very first one to ever confront us." Her ancestors participated in witchcraft, and when she was 12, she purchased a Ouija board. Now, that's interesting. Now, obviously, the demons had generational rights, but they also invaded her as a result of her purchasing a divinatory device, the Ouija board. Begs the question, you wonder how many young people, because there's millions of these Ouija boards in circulation, have received demons as a result of this cursed object. Millions. There's no doubt, millions. Now, as I battled the demons and commanded them into the abyss, I asked Jesus to appear to her with her little boy. Almost immediately, she was able to see Jesus and her little boy. Both were in heaven and were smiling. Her little boy was moving around, very much alive with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful healing took place. See, these heavenly people are having heavenly experiences. Wouldn't you like to enter the third heaven? Wouldn't you like to have an experience where you were caught up into the third heaven? People often ask me, how do you get to the third heaven? In Matthew chapter 18, verse 2, when Jesus called a little child to him, he set him in the midst of them, and he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you'll by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." You want to go to the third heaven? The very first step, humble yourself as like a little child. "Therefore, whoever humbles himself," Jesus says, "as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 18. I would encourage you, my friends, to reach out to us so we can pray and minister to you. We're here to serve you. We're here to bless you. And I do bless you, my friends. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.